We're going to call the Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting to order. Bob, can you establish a quorum, please?
All right, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Cudell called. Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
He's always last.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, is, are you going to explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the June 20th, 2016 Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division III permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. Whoops, sorry. This evening, the Planning Commission will vote upon one Division III permit application. The Planning Commission will also hear one new concept request, which will be presented during the Monday, July 11th, 2016 public hearing. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, has everybody read the minutes? May minutes? Anybody want to make any changes?
I'd move to approve if it's presented.
Somebody second?
Second.
Favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes have been approved. Okay, we're ready for final vote on Branson View Disc Golf Course.
Okay, if the Tannehill County Planning Commission approves Division III Permit 2016-11, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code. Second, a compliance letter from the On-Site Wastewater Permitting Division of the Planning Department shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, in the event that the existing on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring adequate capacity for the specific usage of the building. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And six, this decision of record shall be filed with the Tannehill County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Dan Boone?
You ready?
I'm ready.
Is anybody on the panel got any questions for him?
I just have a question. I asked the question, you answered there were going to be improvements to the drive going into the house?
Yes.
But is there any specifics?
I don't have any specifics for that. We'll have an engineer and architect come out and take a look at it and make suggestions, and then I'll submit that to, I don't know if that's roads and bridges or who needs to approve that, but I'll submit it to whoever needs to take a look at it.
But it's a normal process. They're not normal to come to us.
He would have to get with Branson Creek because they maintain the road. That's under their
jurisdiction. The road on his property.
The road on his property, just because that driveway improvements, the width would be on the right way of Branson Creek.
So we'll work with Scott Bailey on that with Branson Creek.
You work with him on that and other than that.
But literally the width going into, we're rezoning this or he's asking for special use for this development. It's a very narrow driveway that goes into that project. And on the right-hand side, there's a very...
Well, you said last week you're going to improve it.
That is correct.
Right. Yeah. So that would be between him and Branson Creek, how wide and what they need to approve.
Right. grieving the road that we're approving for a permit?
Yeah, it's a private road.
It's a driveway. So it'd be between them two.
So we don't require a width of a road?
Yes, we do.
We do?
That part on his property will have to follow the road standards and compliance in there. As far as the width, he's going to use it as commercial use, so.
Well, I guess that is true.
But the part on the right of way, as far as the permitting or whatever, he'll work with the gentleman on Branson Creek, because we don't maintain Branson Creek Boulevard. Once it gets on the property, then it just follows the road and bridge standards as far as the usage of the road. Where the traffic's going to be.
Are you still not?
Basically, going in there around the house, placed to a parking lot, so.
Randy, do you feel like, should I propose a condition that the road comply with road standards, or?
The entrance in there should comply with pretty much like a commercial driveway or business. That's what he's going to be operating. He's going to have traffic.
We've always asked that question of anybody else that's come before us, the gentleman at the landscaping business.
Well, I'm sure Branson Creek will.
Now, those are off county roads.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to put it where the existing approach is. I mean, he's going to have an architect engineer look at that. They'll get a width, but we've already got standards complying there, but also permitting as far as that, or working with Branson Creek on the actual road entrance. Once it gets beyond the right-of-way, then he's on the property of the golf course or whatever he's proposing there, and then just the parking lots. It's not going to be along a road, no. What I understand is just coming in so far to parking lots, parking area, right?
To that. I live out at Branson Creek, so just I think it's a great project, and it'll be a that's just a very narrow residential drive that it's
yes.
Got to go 150 feet.
About 100 feet, and we're going to put parking along the right side.
Yeah.
And then additional parking behind the old Russ Cook house. And yeah, we plan on making improvements because it's too narrow for two cars to pass right now.
Right.
So that's what my question is. It would seem like that would fall under us. We're going to allow his own commercial use.
Well,
am I wrong on that?
Well, it's really, my opinion, either way. It could go either way.
Yeah, it's kind of a gray area.
Well, you should have two-way traffic with the road.
Are you okay with us putting that in there? That you'll
I mean, it was our intention to do it anyway, so
yeah.
it's going to happen.
Right.
I don't recall when I was reading it, but does the Development Guidance Code address that issue? I mean, if you have to comply with the provision of the Development Guidance Code, is there a provision in that allowing the roadways and your private property?
Well, it would be through the county.
I think it refers to the road and bridge.
It really does, yeah. It refers to the road standards, so.
We just put it on there to be safe.
How wide do you think you're going to make your driveway?
At least 22 feet. Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. What's it take for two cars to pass each other?
What standards?
The standards, 30. It's all in there as far as driveways.
Yeah, whatever it is. And
the standards are all there.
You know, it's not going to be a concrete drive. It'll be chip and seal. This is not a high traffic.
You know, it's just the width.
Yeah.
The width and the turning radiuses.
We just put her in there and then,
The
I mean.
Car, a vehicle can't go to the right. I mean, there's a sheer rock wall to the right.
That's the reason he's wanting to widen it out. I talked to him
like
for that reason.
Camp, it's like an 8-foot wall. That's what you can go to the left.
Whatever is the most economical is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
It's a 50-foot easement on that property.
Normally two cars can sort of.
Yeah.
But you can't do that.
Yeah, you got to pull in the yard right now if the other guy to get by. I know Scott Starrett visited the property last week to evaluate the septic system.
And he didn't find any concerns or any signs of failure or anything. So
okay. Good. So you got that. That looks good to me. Look good to everybody else. All you typed in there. Look good to you, Dave. You're looking at it.
I would move to approve based on the decision of record.
Okay. Somebody second?
I'll second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Ayes have it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If these guys are on here, then you never know.
Haney's Nightly Rental.
Okay, and I've just got some aerial photography of the site, and I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed. The site's located at 1182 Tate Road, and I've just got some aerial photos where we'll zoom in here off of State Highway 86 down to...
That down there close to the strawberry people?
It's right next to Integrity Hills Wedding Chapel. Just
that old boy still growing strawberries down there on the left?
On further down.
Yeah. Is it?
Don't let you float in the pool out there. Don't zoom in too close.
Well, I think you've been there, Steve.
Well, I'm sure I have, yeah.
With a concrete truck.
Oh, yeah, I do know
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah. About 2007.
Yeah. Yeah. Been there more than once.
Yep.
You want to explain to us? Are you done, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
You want to explain to us?
Well, you know, not a whole lot to explain. We just want to be able to start using it for nightly rental. You know, there's just the two of us, and we got over 4,000 square foot house, and of course with construction doing what it did, income got low, and so we're looking at ways to help get the income back up, and we're in a prime location for it, and we got Wedding Chapel just, you know, one drive up from us, and then with Table Rock Lake.
How many bedroom is that?
It's a five bedroom, four bath. It's got a kitchen up and a kitchen down, full kitchen up and a small mini kitchen down. The house you see right above it.
Is that sewer up there? Is that on sewer down there, or is it on septic?
It's on septic. That house straight above it you see right there is no longer there. Johnny Morris bought it, and they demolished it this year. So now it's just a vacant, vacant lot.
You know how big your septic is?
Pardon?
How big your septic is?
It was, I think it was 1,500 gallon. And then
that many bedrooms.
Five.
With that many bedrooms, that'd be a bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a three-car garage up on top, so that's all paved right there. You see we used exposed aggregate is what you see in front of the garage up above. And then we also have a lower garage. You see the concrete where my tractor is right there. This is all concrete part here, so that this is all exposed aggregate up here area, and then this drive you can go down here, and there's a two-car garage right there in front of my tractor. So that's all concrete parking in there also.
Your aggregate on the high side is probably, 40 feet up?
Yeah, probably at least 40. That garage was 36 feet wide. It's three oversized three-car garage.
You can stack a half a dozen on the outside.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. We've entertained 30 some people there before for Christmas parties.
Or a little trouble with that. I don't know if you've got 30 friends or not.
Well, yeah. Well, some of them just come for the freebies.
Bob, can you zoom out on your aerial? I want to see where that is.